Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig, in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezos Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Daled. Before we start the actual Gemara, I would like to makdim with the following Hakdama. In our Gemara and so too in the Gemara before Daf Gimel, we see that the Gemara learns out Neziros from Nedarim as far as four halachas are concerned. First of all, the Gemara Daf Gimel learns out from Nedarim that just like by Nedarim, one is Oiver and Iser Bal Yachel, and one is Oiver and Iser Bal Ta'acher, so too by Naziris, one is Oiver and Iser Bal Yachel, and one is Oiver and Iser Bal Ta'acher. And just like by Nedarim, there is a halacha that an Av and a Baal can mefer Nedre Bitai and Nedre Ishtai, so too by Naziris, an Av can mefer the Naziris of his Bas, and so to a Baal can be mefer the Naziris of his wife. Then the Gemara goes on to say that we learn out another halacha from Nedarim's Naziris. That just like by Nedarim there is halacha of Yadeis Nedarim can Nedarim, so too by Naziris there is halacha of Yadeis Naziris can Naziris. Now as far as that, the Gemara says that just like by Nedarim there is halacha Bal Yachal by Nedarim, so too there is Bal Yachal by Naziris. If that there is Bal Yachal by Naziris is learned out from a Hekesh from Nedarim or not, we find a tremendous Machlikas HaRishenim. The Ran before in the Daf Gimel Mabeis explains that we learn out, that there is a Halacha by Yachal by Naziris is based on that the Naziris are Iskosh from Nedarim. And it is based on the Hekesh that we say the Naziris has Bal Yachal just like Nedarim has Bal Yachal. And for that reason, the Ran explains that the Gemara asked before in the Daf Gimel Mabeis, Ela Bal Yachal de Naziris Heichi Mashkach Hasla. The Gemara means to ask that since you are anyways over by Naziris and Iser Bal Yechal and Iser Bal Yishta, the rule is that Kol Heicha Di Ika LeMedrash Tarshinan VloMokminan Belavi Yaseiri. And therefore we should not use the Hekesh to tell me Halacha that one is over by Naziris and another Lav, but rather we should use the Hekesh to tell me other Halachas, which again is based on that the Ran understands that we say the Naziris is Isa Beval Yachel is because we are Makish Naziris to Nedarim. On the other hand, the Shita Mekubetzes brings down Meshem the Re'im, that the Re'im argues on the Ran. And the Re'im explains that the Iker Hekish of the Gemara, that the Gemara explains that Naziris or Iskish Nedarim, is only as far as Baal Ta'acher is concerned. As far as Baal Yachel, we do not need a Hekish, but rather we say the Naziris are included in the Parsha of Nedarim. And therefore, even without a Hekesh, we know that Naziris is Isa Beval Yachal, since Naziris is a regular Neder. And for that reason, the Reim goes on to say that there is no problem of that we say that Kol Heicha Diko Medrash Darshinan V'Mokminan Ulavi Yaseiri. Since that the Naziris is Isa Beval Yachal is not learned out from a Hekesh, but rather it is because Naziris is a regular neder, and for that reason Naziris has all the halachas of a regular neder. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim. If that we say the Naziris is Isa Bebal Yachal, is that based on a hekesh, the Naziris is Ishkosh from Nedarim, or even without a hekesh, that Naziris is Isa Bebal Yachal is because we say the Naziris is a regular neder. And so too we find the similar machlokes harishonim later on the Gemara and Daf Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara asks on that we said that we went out from Nedarim to Naziris, that just like by Nedarim, Ahav Mefer Nedre Bitai, Ubal Mefer Nedre Ishtai, so too by Naziris, Ahav Mefer Naziris Bitai, Ubal Mefer Naziris Ishtai. The Gemara asks, Lomuli Akesha, Tesi Ba Memotzinu. Learn out Naziris from Nedarim with a Memotzinu. The Ran explains the Gemara Kipshutai, that the Gemara means to say that who needs a Hekesh? Even without a Hekesh, we can learn out Naziris from Nedarim with a Memotzinu without a Hekesh. The Re'im on the other end argues, and the Re'im explains that the Gemara says learn out Naziris from Nedarim with a Memotzinu is Lav Dafka. One does not need a Memotzinu in order for us to say that just like by Nedarim there's a Halacha of an Av and a Baal being able to mefer Nidre Bitei Ve'ishtei so too by Naziris. But even without a Memotzinu, since Naziris is a regular Neder, That itself is a reason that an av and a baal should have the ability to mayfair the nedarim of one's bas and one's isha. And so too we find in the Rosh and the Tesis Rid, that the Rosh and the Tesis Rid both explain that that the Gemara says Mematzino is lav dafka. But rather the Gemara means to say that since Nezirus is a regular neder, for that reason we should say that since Nezirus is considered a neder shalinui nefesh, just like an av and a baal can be made for all nidre inui nefesh of one's bas and one's isha, so too an av and a baal should be able to be made for the nezirus of one's bas and one's isha. So again, one sees a tremendous machlekes harishenim. If that we were now nezirus from nedarim is based on a mematzinu, is based on that there is the alfusa from nedarim to nezirus, or we say that Nezirus is included in the parsha of Nedarim. The Ran understands that Nezirus is not included in the parsha of Nedarim, but rather all the halachas of Nezirus are learnt out from Nedarim, either with a mematzinu or with a hekesh. The other Rishenim, for example, their aim, the Rosh and the Tesvid argue, and they explain that Nezirus is considered a regular neder. And for that reason, Nezirus has the halachas of Nedarim. To explain this machlekes harishenim, this machlekes harishenim is based on a fundamental shaila as far as how to understand nezirus. The Ma'aretz in Chilka of Simon Nun Gimel and Simon Nun Dalet brings down the following machlekes harishenim as far as how to understand nezirus. The Ma'ari ben Lev understands that nezirus is an iser chevtza, that for every nazir he is creating an iser on the yayin, that now yayin is aser to him. That is the sheets of Mari ben Levi, and so too we find in the Ramban and Shavuos, in the third parak, and so too in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Dalet, Simen Kof Tes. The Ma'arit brings down that Mari Basan argues, and the Mari Basan understands that Nezirus is not an Isser Chevtza. He is not creating an Isser on the Yayin, but rather he is creating an Isser Gavra, that he is also in doing certain things. He is also to drink yayin, he is also to matami olmesim, and that is the chevtza of nezirus. The Ma'arit himself says a third tzad in how one can understand the halacha of nezirus. The Ma'arit understands that when one is mekabel on himself nezirus, what he is doing is that he is saying that he's being mekadesh himself b'kedushas nazir. And once he was mekadesh himself b'kedushas nazir, Memela, he has all the halachas of nezirus. The Torah gave a nazir certain dinim. The Torah gave whoever is kadosh b'kedushas nazir certain dinim. For example, someone who is kadosh b'kedushas nazir cannot drink wine. Someone who is kadosh b'kedushas nazir cannot be matami l'meisim. But all he is doing is being the kadosh himself b'kedushas nazir. And so we find in the Shita that the Shita explains that the Gemara asked before. Ela bal yachol de nezirus hechi mashkachas lo kivan de omer areini nazir havoi nazir ochal kimwe beval yoichal shasa kimwe beval yishte. The Gemara means to ask that bal yachol is only if one is mechala what he said. By nezirus, all he said was areini nazir. He did not say I will not drink. He did not say I will not eat. And therefore, by eating or drinking, he should not be over an iser bal yachol. A chayr from the Shita one sees, as the Ma'arit understands, that by every nezirus, all he is doing is being mekadesh himself b'kedushas nazir. And for that reason, he should not be over on the Isra of Bal Yachel. And so too is the mashmos of the Shita later on in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Now before we explain the Gemara's teretz according to the Shita, let us go back to the previous machlekes harishenim. As far as that we say that just like Nedarim are Isa b'Bal Yachel, so too Nezirus is Isa b'Bal Yachel. Is that because, as Ran explains, that there is a Hekesh from Nedarim to Nezirus, or as a Pshat, as the Reim explains, that Nezirus is included in Nedarim. Nezirus is a regular Neder. L'chaya, the Machlekes HaRishenim is based on that the Ran understands that Nezirus is not a regular Neder. But rather, the Ran understands Nezirus as the Ma'arit explains Nezirus, that by Nezirus, what he is doing is being Mekadesh himself, b'kedushas nazir. And for that reason, one needs a Hekesh to tell us that just like Nedarim are Isa b'Bal Yachel, so too Nezirus is Isa b'Bal Yachel. The Re'im and so too the Rosh and the Tesvid understand that no, then Nezirus is not that he is being Mekadesh himself B'Kedushas Nazir, but rather by Nezirus there is a regular nether going on. He's being Neder himself from Yayin. And that is a chefs of Nezirus. And for that reason, the Re'im and the other Rishonim understand that since Nezirus is a regular nether, for that reason, one does not need a Hekesh or a Mematzino to tell us that Nezirus has the halachis of a nether. Now, according to the Re'im and the other Rishonim, one has to understand, why do we need a Hekesh to tell us the halacha that just like Nedarim or Isav about Te'acher, so too Nezirus is Isav about Te'acher? Even without a Hekesh, we should say that since Nezirus is included in the parasha of Nedarim, automatically Nezirus should have the halacha about Te'acher just like Nedarim. So from the Re'im and the other Rishonim, one sees that we say that Nedarim is Isav about Te'acher is not halacha in Nedarim, but rather it is a special halacha in Nidrei Hekdesh. The Nidrei Hekdesh has halacha about Te'acher. And that our Gemara says that just like Nedarim is Isav about Te'acher, so too Nezirus is Isav about Te'acher, the Gemara is learning on Nezirus from Nidrei Hekdesh. And for that reason, one needs a special Yalfusa from Nedarim to Nezirus to tell us that Nezirus is Isav about Te'acher. But now, one has to understand, again, according to the Re'im and the other Rishonim, why does our Gemara need a Hekesh to tell us Halacha of Yodes Nezirus K'Nezirus? Even without a Hekesh, we should know the Halacha of Yodes Nezirus K'Nezirus, since Nezirus are included in the Parsha of Nedarim. So before we answer this Kasha, I would like to makdim with the following Kasha. L'chira, how does one understand that the Rishonim seem to say that Nezirus is a regular neder? If so, how does one understand that the Gemara Nazir says that even if someone was the only Mekabel on himself, that he should be Aser in Chatzanim, still he has all the Surim of a regular Nazir? As far as his neder is concerned, he was only neder from Chatzanim. And so too the Gemara says if a Nazir was only a Mekabel on himself, he should be Aser one day, still he is Aser for Shloishim Yoim, since Ein Nezirus Pachas Milamed Yoim. Again, as far as his nether is concerned, he was only neder from one day. So Achira, from here one sees that even according to Rishonim, one understand that the way Nezirus works is with that he was neder, but that is not the Chevtz of Nezirus. The Chevtz of Nezirus is that the Torah made him into a Nazir. The Torah said, whoever is Mekabel on himself, whoever is neder, a neder of Nezirus, such a person becomes a Nazir. And now he is asked to do certain things because he is a Nazir. And for that reason, the Yisurim can be independent of his neder, even if he was only neder from Chartzanim. But since a neder from Chartzanim is enough of a neder for the Torah to say that such a person becomes a Nazir, now he is Aser in everything because he is a Nazir. And so too, if one is neder for one day, since such a neder is enough of a neder for the Torah to meichel on such a person the chalois of Nezirus, for that reason he is Aser for Shoishim Yoim. But again, his Yisurim are independent of his neder. His nether was just what made him into a Nazir. Based on this, one can say that for that reason, one needs a Hekesh to tell me Halacha of Yodes Nezirus K'Nezirus. If not for the Halacha of Yodes Nezirus K'Nezirus, even though we know that a Yad of a Neder is K'Neder, but since the parish of Nezirus is independent of his Neder, for that reason one needs a Chiddush of Yodes Nezirus K'Nezirus, that a Yad of a Nazir is also enough for it to be Chala Chalais Nezirus. Now, let us go back to the Ran. Again, the Ran understands that Nezirus is not a regular parish of Nedarim. For that reason, the Ran explains that we say that Nezirus is Isa b'Bal Yachal is only because Nezirus is Iskar Shonadarim. And so too that the Gemara asks on a base, that who needs a Hekesh to teach us the halacha that an Av and a Baal can mayfair the Nezirus of one's Bas and one's Isha, is only because the Gemara is asking, let us learn out Nezirus from Nedarim with a Mematzin without a Hekesh. But again, one needs the Alfusa Nezirus from Nedarim. If Nezirus is not a regular neder, and as we explained before, L'chir Pshat and the Ran is based on that, that the Maharid explains that the way Nazirus works is with that he is being Mekadesh himself b'kdushas Nazir. Why is a Nazir over b'bal yachel? As we explain the Gemara's Kasha according to the Shita. So we find in Avn Miluim and Tshuva Simen Tesvav that Avn Miluim explains that the reason why Nazirus is Isa b'bal yachel is because we say that since he was neider neder shol Nazirus, and the Torah tells us what the halachas of a Nazir are, with him being over on the halachas of Nazirus, he's being over on the Torah's Nazir, and therefore he's being mechallel what he said that he was neider b'Nazir. From that Miluim one sees that even according to the Maharit, that every Nazir is a chalais kedusha, that now he was in Skadesh B'Ktushas Nazir, and the Torah asserted a person who was in Skadesh B'Ktushas Nazir in specific Isurim, but there still was a Torah's Neder. There still was a Torah's Neder that he was neither to be a Nazir, he was neither to act like a Nazir. That is how the Avn Miluim explains that there is a Halacha Bal Yachal by Nazirus according to the Shita of the Maharit. But now one has to understand, if so, again, why does the Ran understand that one needs a Hekesh to teach us the halacha that Nazirus is Isa b'bal yachel? Well, Chir Nazirus, besides for the actual parasha of Nazirus, is a regular neder to be a Nazir. And since Nazirus is mechayiv certain anhoges, if he is not noig with those anhoges, automatically he is being mechalel his dibur that he was mechayiv himself to be noig like a Nazir. So a chayr from the Ran one sees that Nazirus is Isa b'bal yachel is not as Avn Miluim explains, that there is a neder of Nazirus besides for the actual chalois kedushas Nazirus. But rather the Ran understands that all there is that when someone says a rainy Nazir, he's being mecha on himself a chalois kedusha of Nazirus. That we say that Nazirus is Isa b'bal yachel is a special chiddush was in schadish with this hekesh, that by being mechalal a chalois that was chal with one's dibur, that itself is enough to be over the isra bal yachel, even though he is not being mechalal his actual dibur, but since he's being mechalal a chalois that came about through his dibur, that itself is enough of a reason to be over the bal yachel. Now getting back to machlokes harishonim that we mentioned before, as far as how to understand the Gemara's Kasha Namah Beis, that the Gemara asks, who needs a Hekesh? Learn out with a Memotzinu, that an Av and a Baal can mefer the Nazirus of one's Bas and one's Isha. Again, the Rishonim argue, is that the Gemara says Memotzinu Dafka? Does one need a Yalfusa to teach us the Halacha of Afar by Nazirus? Or even without a Yalfusa? Even without a Yalfusa, we know that there is a halacha of afar by Nazirus, since Nazirus is included in the parish of Nedarim. Rav Gosman, in Kuntusei Shirim Siman Yud, explains that there is a tremendous nafkamina in this machlokes harishonim. We find in machlokes harishonim, what is the halacha if an av or a baal can be mefer Nazirus shimshon or not? The Shach in Yodea Simon Reish on the test of Katan Chav Ches says that as far as Nazirus Shimshon is concerned, a Baal and an Av cannot be Mefer Nazirus Shimshon. On the other hand, the Peschei Tshuva in Simon Reish on the Dalet of Katan Vav brings down from the Marit and Chilak Av Simon Dalet that a Baal and an Av can be Mefer Nazirus Shimshon. Rav Gosman goes on to say that this Machlokes HaAchrinim is dependent upon the previous Machlokes HaRishonim. If one is to understand, as the Ran explains, that one needs the Alfusa from Nedarim to teach us that there is Afara by Nazirus, then we cannot learn out Nazirus Shimshon from Nedarim. Since Nedarim are Isnu B'Sheila, one can be Sheil to Chacham on his Neder, and the Chacham can be Mater his Neder. On the other hand, Nazirus Shimshon is Leisa B'Sheila, as the Gemara says in Makas Daf Chav Beis, and therefore we cannot possibly learn out Nazirus Shimshon with the Alfusa from Nedarim. On the other hand, according to the Rishonim, we understand that the Nazirus is Isa ba'afara does not need the Alfusa, but rather it is because Nazirus are considered a regular Neder, and that the Gemara says, that Nezirus needs a Hekesh to Nedarim is only because Nezirus is Islay Kitsusa, the Stam Nezirus Lamed Yoim, that is only as far as a regular Nezirus is concerned. Nezirus Shimshon, the Leislay Kitsusa, does not need a Hekesh, and therefore does not need any Alfusa. And for that reason, even Nezirus Shimshon will be Isa Ba'afar like the Shita of the Marit, and not like the Shita of the Shach. That is how Grossman explains the Machlokes HaAchronim, based on the previous Machlokes HaRishonim. Now let's go on to the next sugya, which is the sugya of Baal Ta'acher. Again, the Gemara darshins from that it is Iskosh Nezirus to Nedarim, that just like Nedarim or Isa Baal Ta'acher, so too there is an Iser Baal Ta'acher by Nezirus. The Gemara explains that the Nezirus is Isa Baal Ta'acher in one of four ways. The first way, how the Gemara explains that the Nezirus is Isa Baal Ta'acher, is the Gemara before on the Afkim Omer Beis. That the Gemara says we are talking about a case that he said, Vayipatim in ha'ilam ad shei nazir. That in such a case he is Isa Baal Ta'acher. Avachar by Yaakov goes on to explain that the Nezirus is Isa Baal Ta'acher differently. He explains we are talking about a case that someone was Nadar ben Nezirus while he was standing in a Beis HaKvaris, which the Gemara explains that the Baal Ta'acher is because he is being Ma'acher Nezirus de Ta'ara. Havacha Breid Ravika explains that the Nezirus is Isa Baal Ta'acher with a third Mahalach. He explains that a Nazir is Oiver Baal Ta'acher if he's Ma'acher Teglachtai. If he's Ma'acher from being Megaleach, since a Nazir has a mitzvah of Giluach. Marzutra Beidur Amori explains that we say that a Nazir is Isa Baal Ta'acher is referring to the Karbonis of a Nazir. If a Nazir is Ma'acher is Karbonis, then he is Oiver Baal Ta'acher. Now to explain at what point is a Nazir Oiver Baal Ta'acher, we find a tremendous Machlekes HaRishonim. As far as Marzutra Beidur Amori's pshat, that a Nazir is Isa Baal Ta'acher is referring to the Karbonis of a Nazir, and if he's Ma'acher's Karbonis, that is when a Nazir is Oiver Baal Ta'acher, all the Rishonim agree that he is only Oiver Baal Ta'acher after three regalim. As the Gemara in Rishon and Daftarim and Aleph says, that if someone says Harei Lai Karbin, he's Oiver Baal Ta'acher if he's Ma'acher from bringing that Karbin only after three regalim. But as far as all the other pshatim that the Gemara gives, for that a Nazir is Isa Baal Ta'acher, we find a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim, if he is only Oiver Baal Ta'acher after three regalim, which is a shita of the Rosh and so to the Rashba, or do we say the one is Oiver Baal Ta'acher right away, which is a shita of the Ran? Now to explain the Machlokes HaRishonim, if a Nazir is Oiver Baal Ta'acher right away, and we say that even though by every Karbin a Nazir is only Oiver Baal Ta'acher after three regalim, but still in our Gemara, a Nazir is Oiver Baal Ta'acher right away, we have to go back to the first pshat of our Gemara, and that a Nazir is Oiver Baal Ta'acher, which Rava explains to mean that the case is that he said, Vayipater min ha'ilam ad shehei Nazir, which the Gemara explains that the reason why one is Oiver Baal Ta'acher is midi dahava Omer leishta rezu gitach shachas kodem misasi, that the loch is asura lecho b'chuma miad, the isha is asura ti chuma right away. Based on that we say kol shaita v'shaita demamayis, and so too the Gemara says of here hacha nami la'ata v'nazir da minan doma hashta mayis. Now to understand why the Gemara found it necessary to explain that the reason why one says le'patim and ayom ad shei nazir is oiver b'val ta'acher is because we say doma hashta mayis, we find three mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Ran explains that since we say doma hashta mayis, for that reason we say the one is oiver b'val ta'acher right away. As the Ran explains, havalei ka'imer harei alai lahavi karben miad. Since we say doma hashta mayis, therefore we see as if the person said harei alai lahavi karben miad, and for that reason he is kimle b'val ta'acher la'alter. He is oiver b'val ta'acher right away. The Rosh, on the other end, argues, and the Rosh understands that one is only Oiver Baal Ta'acher after Gimel Regalim. That the Gemara found it necessary to explain that we say Doma Hashtamayis is in order to explain the reason why it's roi lekabel olav nizirus la'alter. The reason why it is roi for such a person that said le'poter menoilom achei nazir to mekabel on himself nizirus immediately is because we say doma hashtamayis. And since it was roi for the person to mekabel on himself nizirus immediately, for that reason he is oiver bevalta acher after gimel regolim. The Rashba, on the other hand, explains our Gemara with a third Mahalach. The Rashba explains that Minatariya one is only Oiver Beval Tacher after Gimel Regolim. The reason why our Gemara explains that we say Dilma Hashtamayis is the reason why Midrabanan one is Oiver Beval Tacher immediately. But Minatariya one is only Oiver Beval Tacher after Gimel Regolim, just like all other Korbanis. Now, to explain the machlekes between the Ran and the Rosh, that the Ran understands that one is oiver b'val tacher immediately. The Rosh, on the other hand, understands one is only oiver b'val tacher after gimel regolim. L'chera, one can explain the machlekes in one of two ways. In Reb Naftali, and similarly we find in the Devei Cheskel and Simen Yud Gimel on Af Beis, explain that the machlekes harishenim is based on the following shaila. How do we understand that we say that if someone says harelai korban, he's only oiver beval tacher after gimel regolim, is the pshat that the shir gimel regolim is his man at which one is chayev to makriv his korban, and if he is ma'acher past the time of when he is mechuyev to makriv his korban, he is oiver beval tacher immediately? Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that really his chiyuv of akrovas korban is right away? Even before gimel regolim, he has a chiyuv of akrovas korban. That we say, the one is only oiver b'val tacher after gimel regolim, is because there is a sheer ichor. How long can he be ma'acher from being makriv his korban in order for us to say that he is oiver b'val tacher? Only if he is ma'acher a shir gimel regolim, only then is he oiver b'val ta'acher. The Ran understands that we say that if someone says a reilai korban, that he is only oiver b'val ta'acher after gimel regolim, is because we say that his chiyuv hakrovas hakorban is only after gimel regolim. That is his man at which he is mechuyev to makriv his korban. And if he is ma'acher past that point, he is oiver b'val ta'acher immediately. And for that reason, the Ran understands that if someone will be mechuyev before gimel regolim, then he will be oiver b'val tacher even before gimel regolim. And for that reason, in our Gemara that he said, "Vayipater min ha'ilam ad shei nazir," that he is mechuyev to become a nazir immediately, he is oiver b'val tacher immediately. The Rosh, on the other hand, argues, and the Rosh understands that by every chiyuv hakrovas hakorban, he is mechuyev b'akrovas hakorban even before gimel regolim. That one is only oiver b'val tacher after gimel regolim is because there is a shear what is considered an ichor as far as the aveira of b'al tacher is concerned. Only an ichor of gimel regolim is considered an ichor with which one is oiver an iser b'al tacher. And for that reason, the Rosh understands that even though when he said, "Vayipater min ha'ilam ad shei nazir," he's mechuyev to mekabel on himself nazirus immediately, but still he is only oiver b'val tacher after gimel regolim, since only at that point is his ichor considered enough of an ichor for us to say that he is oiver the iser b'val tacher. Now, l'chaira, one has to understand, how can we say that according to the Ran that one is only oiver b'val tacher after gimel regolim is because we say that his chiyuv hakrovas hakorban only starts after gimel regolim, and his man of gimel regolim is his man in his chiyuv hakrovas hakorban, and not his man in the parsha of b'al ta'acher? In the Gemara in Roshana Davtaon on the base, we find that there is a machlekes between Remeir and Rabbanon. Remeir says one is oiver b'al ta'acher by the first regel, since he's mechuyev to makriv his korban by the first regel, for that reason he is oiver b'val ta'acher. Rabbanon, on the other hand, argue, and Rabbanon say that even though there is a chiyuv hakrovas korban on the first regel, based on the pasuk that the pasuk says ubasa shama vavesem shama, but still one is only oyver bevaltacher after three regalim. Ochir the machlokes between Rameir and Rabbanon is that Rameir understands that since there is a chiyuv to makriv the carbon on the first regal, for that reason one is oyver bevaltacher immediately after the first regal, since he was ma'acher from bringing his carbon at the time that he was mechuyev to bring his carbon. Rabbanon who argue and say that even though there is a chiyuv to makriv a carbon on the first regal, but still one is only oyver bevaltacher after gimel regalim, is ochir because Rabbanon understands that there is a sheer gimel regalim in the parsha baltacher. If so, how does one understand the shita of the Ran? Why does the Ran say that one is over bevaltacher immediately? So to answer this kash, we find that the Divrei Chesko and so to Reb Reuven and Samadawad explain that the Rabbanon say that one is not over bevaltacher by the first rego is because Rabbanon understand that there is a chiyuv to makriv the carbon on the first rego is not because his man at which one is mechuyev to makriv his carbon already came, but rather it is halacha midine yontif. Just like on a regal, there is a mitzvah re'iya and a chiyuv hakrova shal misimcha, so to Rabbanon understand that this mitzvah saseh of uvasa shama vavesem shama is halacha mihochis haregal. That the yontif is mechayev, that the person should makriv all the karbonis that he was mechayev himself in. But as far as his nether is concerned, the zman at which he's mechuyev to makriv the karbonis that he was mekabel on himself only comes after three regalim. Rameir who argues is because Rameir understands that based on the pasuk of uvasa shama vavesem shama, the zman at which he's mechuyev to makriv his karbonis came at the first regal. And we do not say that the pasuk of Avasa Shama Vavesim Shama is only a halacha mihoches harego. Now getting back to the sheet of the Ran, again the Ran understands that since one is mechuyev in his nezirus right away, for that reason he is oyver bevaltacher right away. With any delay, one is oyver bevaltacher immediately. And so too we find in Tesis in Rishon Adav Tavadam and Aleph, that Tesis explains that the Gemara says that there is Baal Tacher by Tzedakah, if there are Aniyim right there, the one is Oyver Baal Tacher immediately, even before Gimel Regalim. Since if there are Aniyim there, then this man at which he is Mechuyev to give that Tzedakah is right away, for that reason he is Oyver Baal Tacher immediately. And so too we find in Rashi and Rishon Adav Heim Beis, the Rashi understands that if one was mafresh a Karan Pesach, if he was not makriv the Karan Pesach, Erev Pesach, then he is oyver bevaltacher immediately. Since the zman of akrovas Karan Pesach is Erev Pesach, for that reason, if he is ma'acher from that zman, then he is oyver bevaltacher right away. The Rashba, on the other hand, argues on Tesvis. And so too we find that the Turi Evan explains the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei differently than Rashi. The Rashba understands that even if there are Aniyim there, still one is only Oyver Bevaltacher after Gimel Regalim. So again, L'chira, the basis of the Shita of Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ran is because Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ran understand that there is Halacha, the one is only Oyver Bevaltacher after Gimel Regalim, is because the halacha of Gimel Regalim is not halacha in Baal Tacher, but rather it is halacha in the zman at which one is mechuyev to makriv his carbon. And for that reason he is only over Baal Tacher after Gimel Regalim, because only at that point is he mechuyev to makriv his carbon. Only at that point did it reach the zman at which he is mechuyev to makriv his carbon. In the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah, Sois HaSei Kofnun Zayin, we find that the Rambam says the following Chiddush. The Rambam says if someone was neider a carbon, and he was not makriv his carbon after three regalim, not only is he oyver beval tacher, but he is oyver beval yachal as well. The Rambam in Mitzvah HaSei, Tzadi Dawud, argues on the Rambam, And the Ramban says that even though one is over b'val tacher after three golem, but he is not over b'val yachel. Bal yachel has nothing to do with three regolim. L'chayra, the pshat in the Rambam is as the way of Sameach explains that the Rambam understands that we say, that there is a lachad, one is only over b'val tacher after gemor regolim, is because the Torah gave us man in the neder. The Torah said that when one is neder to bring a korban, it is as if he was neder was man kavua. And for that reason, if he was not makriv his korban after through a golem, not only is he over b'val tacher, but he is even over b'val yachel. So again, from the Rambam, one sees as well that the Rambam understands that the halacha of gimel regolim is halacha in the ikar kvias hazman. Just the Rambam goes a step further, and the Rambam says that the kvias man is a kvias man in the ikar aneder. And we see as if the person himself was neider to bring a korban at that zman, at this man of gimel regolim. Now getting back to the shita of the Rosh and the Rashba, that the Rosh and the Rashba both understand, the one is only over b'val tacher after gimel regolim, l'chayr on the Yerushalmi is mefurish like the shita of the Ran. The Yerushalmi says if someone says, Harei alai wahavi korban ad sheni b'shabes, Kivan Shavar Sheni B'Shabes, he is over b'val tacher. So how can the Rosh and the Rashba possibly argue on the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi Olcher is mefurish that if someone was Kaveya's man, then he is over b'val tacher immediately, and one does not need Gimel Regolim. So Olcher, to explain the Yerushalmi according to the Rosh and the Rashba, one has to say as follows, that the Rosh and the Rashba also agree that if one was kaveya in his neder a specific zman, if he was over that zman, then he is over b'val tacher immediately. That the Rosh and the Rashba understand, that if someone says le'ipater min ha'ilam ad shei nazir, that then he is only over b'val tacher after gimel regolim, is because the Rosh and the Rashba understand that since all he said was le'ipater min ha'ilam ad shei nazir, he was not kiveya any specific zman. And even if it is mutl on him to mekab on himself nazirus right away, but as far as his neder is concerned, he was not kiveya a zman in his neder. In his neder of nazirus, he did not specify any time. And for that reason, the Rosh and the Rashba understand that even if he is mechuyev to mekab on himself nazirus right away, but still he is not over b'val tacher. But if someone will be mekabel on himself a neder for a specific time, and in his neder itself he will be kaveya a specific time, then even according to the Rosh and the Rashba, one would be over b'val tacher immediately. That the Rashba argues by tzedaka, and the Rashba understands that by tzedaka, even if there are aniyim that are waiting, still one is not over b'val tacher only after gimel regolim, is because even though he is mechuyev to give the money that he was mafresh for tzedakah to those aniyim, but that is only as far as his chiv tzedakah is concerned. As far as his chiv neder is concerned, there is no specific zman at which he is mechuyev to mekayim his neder, and for that reason he is only over b'val tacher after gimel regolim. Tesis, on the other hand, argues, and Tesis understands that since he is mechuyev to give his money to those aniyim, for that reason, we will say that he is over b'val tacher immediately. Based on this, one can say that the Ran argues on the Rosh and the Rashba, and the Ran understands one is over b'val tacher immediately, is not because the Ran understands, like the Shita of Tesvis, that by tzedakah one would also be over b'val tacher immediately, but rather the Ran understands that when someone says le'ipater min ha'ilam ad shei nazir, it is as if he is being kaveya a specific time in his neder. As the Ran says, Havalei koimer harei alai l'havi korban miyad. And since it is as if he said, harei alai l'havi korban miyad, that there is a kviyas man in his neder, for that reason the Ran understands one is over b'val tacher immediately. And for that reason we find that the Ran in Rosh Hashanah explains that the reason why by tzedakah one is over b'val tacher l'altar is only because tzedakah is like talya b'mikdash. Tzedakah has nothing to do with the mikdash, and for that reason one is over v'al tachar immediately. But if not for the fact that tzedakah is italia b'mikdash, one would only be over v'al tachar by tzedakah after gimel regalim. Since again, even where the aniyim are there and waiting for tzedakah, still there is no kviyas man in his neder. And for that reason one can say that the Ran understands that both according to Rabbanan and Rameir, the halacha v'vasa shama v'avesem shama is not a halacha mechivas haregel, but rather it is a halacha in his ikar chiyuv of akrovas korban, that at the first regel he is already mechuyev to makrif his korban, and still Rabbanan say the one is not over b'val tacher till after gemur golem, since as far as his neder is concerned, that there is no kviyas man in his neder. There is no kviyas man in his neder to makriv the korban at the first regel. And for that reason, Rabbanan say that he is only oiver b'val tacher after gimel regolim. Now getting back to the machloikes between the Rosh and the Rashba, that the Rosh understands that the reason why our Gemara found it necessary to explain that when someone says, Ipater min ha'ilam ad shei nazir, there is a svara of Dilma Mayis, is because we say that since it is mutl on himself to mekabel nezirus right away, for that reason he is over b'val tacher after gimel regolim. The Rashba on the other hand explains our Gemara that the reason why our Gemara says Dilma Mayis is in order to explain why one is over b'val tacher immediately midrabanon. But as far as that, the one is over minatayah b'val tacher after gimel regolim, one would be over b'val tacher after gimel regolim, regardless of that there was a svara of Dilma Mayis. So l'chir, the basis of the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba is that the Rosh understands that there is a shear of gimel regolim in order to be over b'val tacher is, as we explained before, that the shear gimel regolim is a shear in how much of an ichor one needs to be over b'val tacher. How much does one have to delay what he is mechuyev to do in order for us to say that he is oiver b'val tacher? And since he is mechuyev to mekabel on himself nezirus immediately, for that reason he is oiver b'val tacher after gimel regolim. The Rashba on the other end argues, and the Rashba understands that even had he not been mechuyev to mekabel on himself nezirus immediately, still he will be oiver b'val tacher after gimel regolim. So to explain the Shita of the Rashba, one can explain the Rashba based on that we said before. That the Rashba also agrees that if one would be Kaveya as man in his neder, then he would be Oyver b'Val Tacher immediately, as we see in the Yerushalmi. Therefore one can say that the Rashba understands that the Shear of Gimel Regolim is a Kvios man in his neder itself, as we explained before as a Shita of the Rambam. And for that reason, the Rashba understands that even without this far of Dilma Mayis, still he is over b'val tacher after gimel regolim. Since there is a kviyas man in his neder, we see as if he was neider that he will be makabel on himself nezirus at the point of gimel regolim. That is l'chira how one can explain the sheets of the Rashba. Now let's go on to the next explanation of our Gemara, and that and nezirus is isa b'val tacher. Rav Acher bar Yaakov explains that that and nezirus is isa b'val tacher is referring to a case the one was neider nezirus v'hu b'veis hakvaris, or as the Gemara explains that he was metameh himself b'mezid. The Ran understands that in both these cases one is over b'val tacher immediately. The Rosh on the other end argues, and the Rosh says one is only over b'val tacher after gimel regolim, which the Rosh explains to mean that he was oimid b'tumasei for gimel regolim. Now, l'chir, the Ran and the Rosh are going with Shita Sayu, that the Ran understands the one is oiver b'val tacher le'alter as long as he is mechuyev to mekabel on himself nezirus tatara. The Rosh, on the other hand, is going with Shita Sayu that even where one is mechuyev to mekabel on himself nezirus, still one is only oiver b'val tacher after gimel regolim. But as we explained before, l'chira, the Shita of the Ran is that one is over b'val tacher right away is not because he has a chiyuv to mekabel on himself nezirus right away, but rather that one is over b'val tacher right away is only because it is as if he was neider with a specific zman. And that is why he's over Valtacher right away. If not for that, even that he had a chiyuv to mekab on himself Nazirus right away, he would only be over Valtacher after Gemor Golem, as one sees Ochayr and the Ran in Rosh Hashanah. If so, how does one understand the Ran by us, that the Ran says that since he's mechuyev to mekab on himself Nazirus Tatara, for that reason he is over Valtacher right away? So to explain the sheet of the Ran, we have to be marked in with that we find in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav Amud Aleph says that we find two psukim that tell us that if one is not makriv his carbon at the point of time that he was supposed to be makriv his carbon, that he is over balav. One is the pasuk of Baal Ta'acher, and then there is a second pasuk of Meitzei Svasecha Tishmar. The Gemara explains that the reason why we need both psukim is because one pasuk is referring to a case that he was Omar v'yafrish. He said a rail I love carbon, but he was not yet mafrish a specific behemoth for his carbon. That there the halach is one is over b'val ta'acher. The second pasuk of Meitzei Svasecha Tishmar is coming to teach us that in a case that one was mafrish a specific behemoth for a carbon, that if he is not makriv that behema, he is over on the lav of Meitzei Svasecha Tishmar. The Beis Halevi in Chiyuk Aleph Siman Yazayin goes on to say that just like we find that there are two separate Yisurim by Nidrei Hektish, so too by Nazirus there are two separate Yisurim. There is an Isser for a case of Omar V'yafrish, for example in the Gemara before, that if someone said Vayipater min ha'ilam ad she'nazir, that he is over b'val ta'acher, that is a b'val ta'acher of Omar V'yafrish, since it was not yet chal on him Nazirus. All he did was that he was mechayiv himself to accept upon himself Nazirus. Then there is another Isser by Nazirus of Afrish Vayakriv. For example, in our Gemara that he is already a Nazir, just he is mechuyiv to make himself Tahar. And since he is already a Nazir, therefore it is included in the Isser of Meitzei Svasecha Tishmar of Afrish Vayakriv. Based on this, we find that Reuven and Simon Gimel explains that the Ran understands. The one is over in Isser immediately, even before Gimel Regolim, is because the Ran understands that the Isser in our Gemara is the Isser of Afrish Vayakriv, that since he was already Mekabel on himself Nazirus, and his whole Chiyuv is to make himself Tahar, but the Kabbalas Nazirus already took place, for that reason he is Oiver in Isser immediately. That the Ran understands, that only if one said in his neder a specific time, only then is he over immediately, is only when we are talking about the Isser Baal Ta'acher of Omar V'yafrish. Then the Baal Ta'acher is dependent upon what he said when he made his neder. But as far as the Isser of Afrish V'yakriv, that Isser has nothing to do with what he said at the time of his neder, but rather that Isser is a new Isser, that he is responsible to carry out all the chiyuvim that are mutl on him because of his afrosha. And so too by Nazirus, he is mechuyev to carry out all the chiyuvim that are mutl on him because of his kabbalas Nazirus. And that is why he is mechuyev to metar himself immediately. And if he is not metar himself immediately, he is over on the Isser of Afrish Vayakriv. That the Rosh argues, and the Rosh says one is only over an Isser after Gimel Regolim, is Ochira, because the Rosh understands that there is an Isser of Afrish Vayakriv is not a new Isser, but rather it is a general Isser that one is Mechuyiv to carry out his Neder. That we need a Pasuk for Afrish Vayakriv is only to teach us a Chiddush, that we should not say that since he was already mafresh a specific behemah for his carbon, that itself should be a kiyum of his neder. But again, there is no new Isser of Afrish Vayakriv. And since there is no new Isser of Afrish Vayakriv, but rather it is the regular Isser of every Omar Vayafrish, that his iser is because he is responsible to keep the neder that he was neder. For that reason, as long as there was no kviyas man in the neder itself, he is only oiver b'val tacher after gimel regolim. And as Reuven says, this shaila is machlokes ha'achrenim between the Turiyav and Rosh Hashanah and the Pnei Yeshua and Beis Meir and Be'a Daf Yites Beis. But now one has to understand that the Beis HaLevi explains that our Gemara is a Gemara of Afish Vayakriv is a chayla only if we are to say that it is chayla olav Naziras La'alter. Only then can we compare our Gemara to a case of Afish Vayakriv. If it is loy chayla loy Naziras La'alter, a chayla our Gemara is a regular case of Omar Vayafish. And even if we are to say that it is chayla olav Naziras La'alter, but still, according to the Mandamar, who says one is not Chayiv Malkus, which Iran explains to mean that there is no Chayiv Malkus whatsoever, not for Tumah, and not for Achilas Yain and Teglachas, L'chayu one sees that Iran understands that even according to the Mandamar, that it is Chayla Olav Nezirus La'alter, but still, if one is not Chayiv Malkus, the Chalois Nezirus was not yet Chal. The whole halacha is that he does not have to be makabel on himself Nezirus again. The Nezirus will be chal once he becomes tar automatically. But there was no chalois Nezirus yet. If so again, we should consider our Gemara a case of Omar Voyafresh, not Afresh Voyakriv. So again, one can ask, if so, why does Iran understand that the one is Oiver Beval Teacher La'alter? And so too, Reuven is Medayik from our Gemara, not like the Chiddush of the Beis HaLevi. From that our Gemara says that the Baal Ta'acher is because he is being Ma'acher Nezirus of Tara, and our Gemara does not just say that he is being Ma'acher Tara. From our Gemara, Rebbe Reuven is Medayik, that Nezirus of Tara is a different type of Nezirus. There is a Nezirus of Tumah and a separate Nezirus of Tara. And therefore, Reuven says that even if he is already a Nazir, but since the Nazirus that was Chal is Nazirus of Tumah, not Nazirus of Tara, as far as Nazirus of Tara is concerned, it should still be considered an Omar Voyafresh. And if it is considered an Omar Voyafresh, why is he Oiver Beval Teacher right away? So, Chayat to answer the round, one has to say that since he said Hareini Nazir, by saying Hareini Nazir, he is saying that he wants to become a Nazir immediately. He wants to become a Nazir of Tara immediately. As we find in the Machna Ephraim, Beshita Saran, and so too is Mefurish in the Ran later on in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. And since when he says Hareini Nazir, he is saying I want to become a Nazir immediately, for that reason the Ran understands that he is Oiver Beval Ta'acher immediately. Since there was a kviyos man in his neder. The Rosh, on the other hand, who argues, is a chayra because the Rosh understands that even when he says Hareini Nazir, since he did not speak out a specific zman, we do not consider as if there was a kviyos man in his neder of Nezirus. And for that reason, the Rosh understands that he is only Oiver Beval Ta'acher after Gimel Regolim. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. The Gemara says that a Nazir is Oiver Beval Ta'acher is referring to Beval Ta'acher of his Teglachas. Again, the Ran explains that he is Oiver Beval Ta'acher immediately. So again, one can ask, where is the Kviyas Man? The Ran understands that in order to be Oiver Beval Ta'acher La'alter, one needs a Kviyas Man. Where is the Kviyas Man that his Teglachas has to be La'alter? So to answer this kasha, one can say one of two mahalchim. Either one can say, based on the Beis HaLevi that we mentioned before, that there is a new iser for Afresh Vayakriv, and as far as Teglachas is concerned, that it was Chal on him Chalois Nezirus, and now he is Mechuyv in Teglachas, this Baal Ta'acher, this iser, is an iser of Afresh Vayakriv. And for that reason, the Ran understands that he is Oiver an Iser Miad, since the Nezirus that was Chal is being Mechayev him in a Teglachas Miad. And even though there was no Kviyas Man as far as his nether is concerned, but still he is responsible to carry out the chiyuvim that are mutalim on him because of his chalois nezirus that was chal. Just like every afresh voyakriv. That is one way how one can explain the shita of the Ran. Another way with which one can explain the shita of the Ran is based on that of the Ran says in Rosh Hashanah, that the whole halacha of Gimel Regoim is only a halacha as far as mikdash is concerned. As far as tzedaka, if one has a niyim in front of him, one is over b'val tachar immediately, since tzedaka has nothing to do with mikdash. And therefore, so too one can say that as far as teglachas, which has nothing to do with mikdash, the Ran understands that one is over b'val tachar immediately. And so too v'chir is muchach from the Ran later on. The Ran goes on to explain that the Marzutra Bedra Mori explains that the Baal Tacher is because he's being Ma'acher Karbonosav. As far as that Baal Tacher, one is only over that Baal Tacher after Gimel Regoim. V'chir, one has to understand what is the difference between the Baal Tacher of Karbonos that the Ran understands one is only over that Baal Tacher after Gimel Regoim, and the Baal Tacher of Teglachas, one is over the Baal Tacher immediately. Based on the Ran of Rosh Hashanah, one can explain our Ran very simply. The whole Din Gimel Regoim was said as far as Chiyuvim that involve the Mikdash. As far as Chiyuvim that do not involve the Mikdash, one is over the Baal Tacher immediately. And for that reason, as far as Baal Tacher of the Karbonis of a Nazir, one is over the Baal Tacher after Gimel Regoim. On the other hand, as far as the Baal Tacher of Teglachas, the Ran understands that Baal Tacher he is over immediately, just like one is over the Baal Tacher of Tzedakah immediately. That is a chira, how one can explain the Shita of the Ran.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.